Hail Mary, full of grace. A wedding ring. That's how my son described the Blessed Virgin Mary earlier today. I'd actually never heard that analogy before, but he refers to her as a wedding ring, as a pledge. To unpack that analogy just very briefly, a pledge of the redemption for all humankind. And so it is that throughout the ages, very early in the church anyway, the Blessed Virgin Mary was considered immaculate. But why so late in history do we have this dogma proclaimed of the immaculate conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary? Of course, in this sensus fidelium, the faith of the people, the faith of the church as a whole, this was understood long before. But it became more clear later in the church why it had to be proclaimed, why it was so important to understand this pledge of redemption. So just a brief moment to unpack this a little bit so we can rest on a greater understanding. Now, throughout much of the ancient world, the year 1000 and before, it was essentially understood that all people were born immaculate. There was not this a whole idea of the original sin passing on to all people was not understood throughout the entire church. After all, in the prophets we hear that the sin of the father will no longer be the sin of the son, and so it is that infants have a clean slate, so to speak. But around the year 1000, it was without dispute that certainly the Blessed Virgin Mary would remain immaculate throughout her life. And so it is in our Old Testament reading today, where we lost the first Adam and the first Eve to the fall. We gained a new head, a new Adam in Christ, and a new Eve in the Blessed Virgin Mary. But then, later on, especially in the Western part of the church, was this unpacking of the idea that sin of Adam is somehow transferred to all humanity. Where did this idea come from? Well, we find this in Romans chapter 5. Where in verse 12 of chapter 5, therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all. So death spread to all. And then, for it by the transgression of one, death reigned through one, then transgression resulted. Through this transgression resulted condemnation to all men, condemnation to all. But then at the end, towards the end of this chapter, what do we read? But through one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Even so, through the obedience of the one, many will be made righteous. So through Adam, we have this one covenantal head. As we understand this hierarchical nature of human societies, one covenantal head, so to speak, in Adam, which is replaced in this new covenant of a new head, the new Adam. But who was the first to receive this new head, this new Lord? Even as the first Eve came out of the side of Adam, and the second Adam came from the body of the new Eve, and so she was the first one to receive him as her head, to receive him as her Lord. And so she becomes to us a pledge of the redemption of all, that this obedience of one that would go to all of us is first acknowledged in the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in this pledge, as a wedding ring in humanity is given as a pledge of my fidelity, my promise, my commitment to you, so God chose to make a spotless bride, so to speak, the Blessed Virgin Mary, to be a pledge of his commitment to us, that he will cleanse us all, ultimately, in through redemption. Not just any wedding ring, but one with a diamond, without without inclusion, without spot, a pure diamond, so to speak, represented in the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so all this, as we look at Scripture and we look at the analogies and how all these all the symbolism comes together, it becomes clear in the unfolding of God's redemptive story that in the Blessed Virgin Mary we have this new Eve, a pledge of the redemption of us all. And so how appropriate is it that we have now in Advent, in a new liturgical year, a new beginning promised to us in the Blessed Virgin Mary. So how appropriate to have this feast now, in Advent, as we look forward to the dawning of redemption. And as we heard this past Sunday, prepare ye in the desert a highway for our God. So in the Blessed Virgin Mary, we have prepared for us a way that we can follow. And even though we have received that sin of Adam, and only in time do we fully receive our Lord Jesus as our covenantal head, receiving that in baptism and throughout our lives, appropriating that oneness, that headship all the more. So we have the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary to help us along the way that she has trod. So let us, as we come to the altar today, even as the Blessed Virgin Mary received our Lord's incarnation with her yes, let us receive that same grace that she received as we received the Eucharist. And so the angel Gabriel bowed to the Blessed Virgin Mary, honored her as higher than the angels. So through this sacrament, we can have the promise of being in the presence of the angels at the end of time. May our Lord bring it about by his grace.